I love this guy right here.
That's really nice.
There's infinite amounts of universe and there's alternate universe. So it's very important for me to get Hoover out, because in an alternate universe, I am him.
And what we want to start with is, I brought a gift with me right here. This right here is the iPlane One. It's a hydrogen-powered airplane, and this is what our president should be flying in. Look at this here. You know, they try to scare me to not wear this hat, my own friends. But this hat, it gives me power in a way. There's a lot of things affecting our mental health that makes us do crazy things, that puts us back into that trap door called the 13th Amendment. I love this guy right here. You know, my dad and my mom separated, so I didn't have a lot of male energy. You know, I love Hillary, I love everyone, right? But the campaign I'm with her just didn't make me feel as a guy that didn't get to see my dad all the time, like a guy that could play catch with his son. It was something about when I put this hat on, it made me feel like Superman. You made a Superman. That's my favorite superhero.
I've had conversations that basically said that welfare is the reason why a lot of black people end up being Democrat.
We can empower the pharmaceuticals and make more money. That's one thing. I've never stepped into a situation where I didn't make people more money. We might not have expected to have a crazy mother like Kanye West run up and support, but best believe, we are gonna make America great.
That was quite something. That was quite something.
That was from the soul. I challenged.
Oh, boy. Never thought there'd be a situation where Donald Trump is the voice of reason. This is episode 49.
You've got a real attitude problem, McFly. You're a slacker.
Good mythical morning. No, I can't say that. I'll get sued. Good morning. This is Mike. This is Ego and Vice episode 49. I figured I'd try to get this one out since I got some friends coming over tonight to celebrate my 50th podcast. 50th episode of Ego and Vice. Episode 49 was supposed to be very, very different. I'm running solo today. Just going to bang one out. Probably won't be too long. Probably just a shorty just to kind of get it out of the way. I've had a lot of stuff going on. Like I said, episode 49 was supposed to be very different last Monday or Tuesday. I can't remember what it was. My friend Blake Hipson came by and from the local band Life on Trial, and he was actually the guest for episode 49. Unfortunately, I had some technical difficulties, and we couldn't do the podcast, which is a shame, and I'm kind of bummed out about it, and I felt really bad, and I apologized up and down, but we ended up sitting down for an hour or so and just shooting the shit and getting comfy with some coffee and a couple of beers and whatever. But yeah, I'm going to have Blake back on the show eventually. I just have to work it into my schedule now. And again, Blake, if you're listening, I apologize up and down. I'm sorry to waste your time, but like I said, we still hung out and stuff like that. So instead of Blake on episode 49, you get me, solo, running solo. It's been a while since I've done a solo podcast, so I figure, I'll just tell you what's going on in my life. What is going on in my life? Lots of stuff. Upcoming tour, the new the Riptides tour is coming up in less than a month now. We leave on November 9th, the morning of November 9th, headed to, the dates have been kind of switched around a little bit, but I think we're heading to Atlanta or maybe Indianapolis. I don't know where we're going first, but we're going right through the states, as I've said before, starting in, it's Atlanta, and we're going through Florida, then we're going through Texas. We have about 5 dates in Texas. Maybe it's in Indianapolis on the way back. I can't remember, but we're gone for probably about 12 days, probably about 10 shows in the 12 days, and it's going to be rad. I can't wait to get out of fucking Ottawa. I love Ottawa. Ottawa is my hometown. It's my home base. It's my city. It's my 613, but every once in a while, you know, too much of a good thing, you got to, you know, get out and see the world. And I've never been to Texas, so I'm pretty excited about that. I'm pretty excited about eating a ton of food along the way. And just seeing the sights, you know, playing some punk rock and seeing the sights and hanging with the boys. And I think it's going to be an amazing time, you know, bucket list, definite bucket list material. Let's see. Goat had a show on last Thursday with my pal's Voice of Addiction. Came in from Chicago. Second time we've played with Voice of Addiction. Ian Tomley has been on Ego and Vice before. We did a phoner from Chicago. And the last time they came through a couple years ago, they crashed at my place. So when they came this time, I said, guys, you're more than welcome to crash here again. So we played a show, and it was a good time. And we played with a band called Positive Charge, a local band. And we had a really, really fun night. And then we came back here and we ate food and we drank a lot of beers. And the next day I made breakfast, and then they hit the road again. And I think they're back in the States now. They were going through Montreal and Quebec City, I believe. And then they were heading back over the border south. So, yeah, they're good guys. If you get a chance, check out Voice of Addiction online. Great band. Great guys. Cool. Goat has another show coming up next Sunday. I think it's October 21st. We're playing at Mavericks with 10-Foot Pole, which is cool, which is kind of an iconic punk rock band from, I guess, the 90s and the 2000s. That I played a solo gig a month ago, I guess, with the singer, Dennis Jagard. And my friend Annie Negative. Now, I have a couple of things on the go here. Now, I'm kind of jumping ahead here. The Voice of Addiction band that came through, we did a podcast the next morning after breakfast, and it was the three of them. And it's going to be in the Spotlight series of Ego and Vice when I get around to it. Had a good chat with the whole band about the tour. Going to play some Voice of Addiction stuff. But also, I owe a friend of mine named Andy Negative, who was on the show. He has a rock opera. He calls it the Punk Opera. It's a 25-minute piece of music that he wrote that I told him I would make a soul podcast just to play the thing from front to back. And that will also be in the Spotlight series. So Spotlight, Ego and Vice Spotlight 5 and 6. 5 will be Voice of Addiction. 6 will be Andy Negative, are on their way. I just need to find the time to do it because I'm a very busy guy right now. I got lots on the go with work and band and interpersonal relationships, interstellar relationships. Yeah, sure. But you know what I mean? There's only so much time in a day to get stuff done. And I try and keep up, and I try to let you guys hear this stuff because I take the time to record it. But editing is it's kind of a grueling process. Once I get into it, it's okay, but it's the motivation to pick up the old mantle and put the headphones on and sit there for a couple hours and listen to my stupid voice talk and talk as I edit it together and make it somewhat, you know, sensical, somewhat coherent, because, you know, I ramble. What are you going to say? What are you going to do? Other than that, it's been great having Sarah back in the band. The show with Voice of Addiction was her first show back, and she fell back in like no time had passed. She'd been out of the band for over a year, and she came back in, and we had probably had 2 practices before that show, And she fell right back into it, and it's been great. You know, it feels like home. You know, I didn't realize how much I actually missed her in the band until she was in the band again. I knew I missed her her presence as a person, because I didn't see her as often, but I also missed just that fullness in the room. And chemistry is a hell of a thing when you're in a band, and you can bring people in to fill the part, like the music. You know, anybody can play goat because it's pretty simple shit, but it's the chemistry and it's the atmosphere and it's the feeling in the room. And the four of us, me, Mikey, Polly, and Sarah, have a great chemistry, and we are goat. And I'd like to truly say that however long goat goes on for, if it was in my case, well, I'm going to carry goat into the forever, but as long as this lineup goes on for, this is the true lineup of goat. This is the goat family with the four of us, and I'm super happy she's back. Mikey and Polly are super happy she's back, and we're a better band for it. We're a better band when she's in the band. And all right, long live goat. But anyway, I got some more stuff to talk about after I get back, but I'm gonna play some music. I'm going to get in trouble for playing this, but I really like this song. The new Treyu record dropped like a couple days ago, and I've just been listening to the shit out of it. And I don't know. It's like a guilty pleasure, but they're a rad band and they're a good band, and fuck it, I'm going to play it anyway. It's brand new and I'm not supposed to play this shit, but I'm going to do it anyway. So, this is a song, from a band called Treyu, and it's called Superhero. This is Ego and Vice, episode 49. We'll be right back. So, yeah, I said I was busy. You know, I am busy. I do a lot of things. Everybody says they're busy, like I said. But a lot of being busy doesn't always include doing things, endless things. I've been isolating myself quite a bit lately. I've just been feeling kind of burnt, kind of overwhelmed. I had a crazy summer. Like, the last 5 months has been 6 months, almost 6 months now, has been... a big chain, life-changing kind of event type of thing, all wrapped into one big ball of nuts. And there's times when I need to, based on my therapist, said that you need to sometimes take time to step back and kind of think about what you're doing, what you've done, and who you are, and stuff like that. I used to go, like, all the time. I would distract myself with tons and tons of things, and never really deal with a lot of things. I would just kind of push it back and deflect everything. But in the last 6 months, I've learned how to kind of go inward, I suppose, and try and sort out my thoughts that way. So I've been doing a lot of isolation. Just, I don't know if it's healthy or if it's hurtful, but it works for me. You know what I mean? Sometimes you just need to step away from everything you do and just kind of, you know, be by yourself, I guess. People involved in that feel bad for, because sometimes I lose touch with people, but you know what I mean? I don't mean to do that. It just kind of happens, and hopefully... we can touch base again, or if you can't get a hold of me as much as you used to, it's not you, it's me. I just, you know, like I said, I go through these stages where I just need to kind of not be around anybody. I have my bands and I have my work and stuff like that. And those are obligations I have to honor. and that's not by any means saying that other people aren't as important. It's just, hey, man, I'm sorry. I just need to do things the way I do them. That's all. I doubled up my meds, though. Yeah, fuck. I'm actually taking the prescribed amount. For the longest time there, I was only taking like a quarter of it. And I have a friend who said, don't fuck with your medication. And I said, I know. But I, you know, I have the prescribed amount. But I'm actually taking the full dose now. And it's been good, I guess. You know, the last 6 months has been a motherfucker. Like, it's been a crazy time for me. Got lots done, learned a lot, grew up a little bit, if you will. Not too much, but a little bit. And with the meds, with what I'm taking now at the full dosage, I feel better, but I also feel different, a little different. But I think it's all working out. Holy fuck, I yawned. That's good podcast material, eh? So yeah, everything's coming around, and I'm coming around, and everything will go back to normal in a bit. I find winter's a motherfucker too, right? It's just like summer's like I had such a, like, I can't say a good summer, but it's such a crazy summer, and then winter comes in and everything gets kind of gloomy and cold and shitty, and I fucking hate winter. I grew up in Thunder Bay, so winter is in my blood and I don't want it to be there. And when it gets colder in Ottawa and I go out in the back, and normally I'll sit out back and enjoy the sun or something like that and have a barbecue. Now it's just cold and it sucks. So it makes me isolate even more as it gets darker and colder and shittier. And I know winter's coming and the snow's coming. So thank God I'm going to fucking Texas for 2 weeks. In 3 weeks. Yeah. And I'm going to pack a pair of shorts and a Speedo and a t-shirt and a pair of shoes. And maybe 12 pairs of underwear. And that's it. And then I'm going to go play punk rock. And it's going to be good. But yeah, to anyone that have been neglecting, I apologize. I try to be on top of everything as much as I can. But like I say, I get a little overwhelmed. And hopefully you'll be patient with me. And I'll come back and things will be back to normal. Okay, enough about me rambling about my boo-hoos or my fucking problems. You know, I'm just dealing with shit as it comes. That's all. That's all I can do. And it's, you know, takes two, I suppose. This is Ego and Vice, episode 49.
Yeah.
Okay, so I found the email that was sent to me for our tour itinerary, and I'm going to read it off to you. This is with the Riptides that we're leaving in a couple of weeks there, 3 weeks from now. We start in Atlanta, Georgia. We go on to Jacksonville, Florida. Then we go to Pensacola, Florida. Then we go to New Orleans. And then we go to Houston, Texas. Then we go to Austin, Texas. Then we go to San Antonio. And then we end up in Dallas. And I think on the way back is when Indianapolis is happening. So that happens from the 9th to the 17th of November, probably into the 20s. I think we have a couple shows that aren't on this list. And it's going to be fucking rad. I can't wait to go. And I've already said that, but I thought I'd give you the rundown of where we're headed. So there it is. Yeah, I'm just rambling. I don't even know what to say on this podcast. So I'm just going to speak my mind of just random thoughts that go through my brain. Like I said earlier, episode 50 is coming up. I have my good pal Pauly J. Fox and my good pal Chris Landry coming in to help me celebrate episode 50 of this illustrious podcast that started as a kind of goof, and now I'm going to be doing episode 50. How fucking crazy is that? Yeah, it's going to be fun. I have some stuff planned, but technically it'll probably just be another episode with my pals, just shooting the shit and doing our thing. This podcast is very therapeutic for me. Like, even now, where I'm just kind of sitting here and just rambling about anything, it's just, I'm super happy I have this vehicle to do this. And whoever listens to it, how's it going, man? Thanks for the support over the course of the past year. I'm actually over a year now, because I started it last August 2017, and now we're in October. So it's been a year and a couple of months now that I've been doing this thing. And it's been great, and it's not going to stop. I've set up a schedule for probably the next month and a half, I guess. Obviously, there's going to be a break for posting the podcasts when I'm on tour, but I have some amazing guests lined up, because I'm taking Eagle and Vice on the road. We're touring with the Queers, and we're touring with the Ataris. So cross your fingers. I have some stuff lined up with those guys, and several things along the way. So when I get back, when I was talking about earlier about how editing is just going to be tough to get to, but holy cow, I'll probably have five or six podcasts just to post. I'll be good until, maybe I'll just take the rest of the year off and just work on the stuff that I record on tour. I don't know, the podcast, but there are a lot of amazing guests. But I also have a lot of local stuff coming up before I leave. I have Chelsea Miller coming in from Live 88.5. I have Jumpin' Joel Flash from Jumpin' Joel Flash and the Magic Machine with the Starlights, Robin and Zoe. Or the Ghostlights, pardon me, Starlights. Fuck, sorry, guys. And I have Melanie Adams from 101.7 coming in. And I don't know, just going to keep it going. Yeah, like I said, the podcast is a fucking crazy, crazy deal. And really got to thank you guys for supporting it as much as you do. I get tons of emails just asking questions and stuff. And you can always ask questions, or if you want to be on the show, just give me a shout. It's egoandvice@gmail.com, and we'll keep this thing going. Like I said, my goal for 2018-19, I guess, for season two of the podcast, is to by next summer hit episode 100. So took me a year to do 50. But I also did the Spotlight series, and once the other two come out, technically I've done 56 of these things in a year. So I think I can do 50 by June. Let's try June. Yeah. Or 100. Pardon me. I can do 100 by June, but I need your help. Like, if you guys want to be on the show, just give me a line. Shoot me a line. Shoot me an email, and we'll make it happen. I'm always searching for guests, and like I said, I have a pretty great lineup coming up, but I'd love to hear from you. You know what I mean? I didn't even know I had 50 friends. Jesus. I have 50 friends. I find the podcast brings me closer to all of you. And when people come in, you know, you make fast friends. Anyway, I'm going to wrap it up, because nobody wants to hear me ramble solo about my fucking shit for too long. So I'm going to play another song, and then I'll get the fuck out of here. And maybe I'll start working on those Spotlight episodes. Maybe I won't. Who knows? We'll see. Anyway, this is Eagle and Vice, episode 49. I'm back. Okay, that's it. That's all I got to say. Talked about the tour, talked about GOAT, talked about my fucking crazy brain. And yeah, I played some tunes. And that was fun. So let's wrap it up and call this an episode. And next week, what will be posted is episode 50 with Chris Landry and Pauly J. Fox and myself. And I think it'll be great. So I just want to say thank you for 49 great episodes of Ego and Vice, and look forward to the 50th. I ain't going anywhere. I'm going to keep doing this week after week after week until everyone's sick of me. You might be sick of me now, but you know what? Too bad, because I'm just going to keep shoving it down your throat. Yeah, so anyway, if you want to listen to the podcast, you can go to egoandvice.com. If you want to get a hold of me, as I said earlier, you can go to egoandvice@gmail.com. Send me a message if you want to be on the show. I'm available on iTunes, Google Play, Podomatic, Facebook, anywhere you can hear podcasts. I should be there. Just search Ego and Vice. As for me, that's it. My name is Mike. This is episode 49. We'll see you next week for episode 50. Take care.
You've got a real attitude problem, McFly. You're a slacker.